April, it's nothing like take two, right?
Yes.
I have to say, I picked this song. I just absolutely adore Meghan Trainor. I fell in love with her when I first saw the video for All About That Bass. Because you know, that's kind of part of our theme too. I'm all about that bass.
Right? You like those big booty girls?
Yeah. Well, listen, it's me, David Mills, and I have April Sharp with me, and we started the podcast, and you know, we talked about it. I don't know. There's several different journeys in life that you have to go through. I have lost thousands of pounds over my lifetime only to gain them all back. I've tried almost every fad diet that there is, and just my willpower sucks, April. That's the bottom line. That's it, period.
Oh.
Well, so I know I'm glad to have you along because you've been on a journey already. And and the reason behind the podcast is not necessarily, I think, I don't know if we've said it yet, but I know we said it previously about diet is going to be in our vocabulary a four-letter word, and we don't like to use four-letter words.
So, no, we don't.
So I think that we're going to, I think I'd rather do it like more of a live it. And I want to talk about definitely in this first podcast what to expect from us. I think the listeners need to know. But I want to talk about our journeys, too. Like I said, I've lost thousands of pounds. I've tried every fad diet. Well, almost. I can't say that. I haven't done keto yet, which I know that you have had success with.
Yes.
And, you know, I know this is going to get kind of personal. And you were saying some really good stuff when the record button wasn't on. Yeah. I am not a good, I'm not a good engineer. I need to have Ren with us. Anyway, refresh what you had said, whatever you can remember of that. You're probably better at remembering that stuff than I am.
Okay, so we were talking about diets, and I said, you know what? We should just throw the word diet out the window.
Out, yeah.
Like, it's all about living your best life. Like, that's kind of basically what I was saying, you know, like everything in moderation, you know, when you treat your body like, hey, like I'm not good enough because, hey, I need to lose 50 pounds or as soon as I lose this much weight, then this and this is going to happen for me or then my life will be so much better. But if you truly just think, you know, like I am grateful to have this body and, hey, I feel really good when I eat this way or this makes me feel better, or, you know, when I exercise, I release endorphins and I feel so much better versus nitpicking yourself and finding so many things you hate. And so you come from a place of like hate and negativity and constantly second guessing yourself, constantly not feeling good enough versus, you know, treating your body like a gift and taking care of it. And then when you do so, then you just naturally feel better.
You know,
basically,
I can't agree with you more. And here's the deal with me is when I was younger, my mom was an excellent cook. I mean, that's where I got the bakery stuff. Her apple pie was to die for. I mean, I could go on and on and on. But whenever something was not quite right, whenever I had a bad day, she used food as, you know, here, have this, have some fudge. Here's some, I made some fudge, have this. And then when I did good, it was a reward. So it was that constant oral gratification. And so,
absolutely.
You know, when I was 16, I think is when I started smoking cigarettes, and I smoked cigarettes, I don't know, up until I was about 40 something, I think. And I was up to 3 packs a day. And I finally, you know, I had a doctor tell me, and I wasn't that overweight. I mean, I was a little bit overweight, but not like I am now. I had a doctor tell me point blank, I either need for you to quit smoking or he said, I need you to do both, quit smoking and lose some weight. But I don't want you to do them both at the same time because you're going to set yourself up for failure. And so, since I wasn't that far overweight, I thought, well, I'll do the smoking first. And I did. I quit cold turkey, pulled them out of my pocket when I left his office, threw them in the trash can, and I haven't touched them, cigarettes since that time. So, after that, it was the oral gratification of putting something in my mouth. I mean, going from 3 packs a day, I started doing sunflower seeds and any kind of candy, Werther's butterscotch and whatever I could do to help curb that oral gratification that I got from smoking a cigarette. So, with that being said, like I said, I have lost over. I have tried all the diets, not all of them. That's a lie. I'm lying to you, and I'm sorry to start this first show lying to you, April.
How
But I have lost, thousands of pounds over my lifetime just to gain them all back. And once again, it's my reward. You were talking about rewarding your body by either, losing the weight and or working out or whatever. My reward has always been to have a piece of pie or a piece of cake or some fudge or. And I like all the other food too. I like, there isn't, I haven't met a food that I don't like. I've tried I've tried everything. So
Yeah, no, I'm the same way, and I grew up very similarly, in a very similar way, actually. It was the same thing, like every time I was on the honor roll, like, hey, we're going out to eat. We went to Red Robin, bottomless, all you can drink speckled lemonade. Like, okay, yes. I'm gonna get my money's worth, and yeah, so
have you had a
I
weight
completely
issue all
understand.
your life?
No, I didn't. Growing up, we actually didn't have very much money, and so I really didn't eat a lot growing up at all. And I walked to most places, or I rode the train. I didn't grow up here. I grew up in Salt Lake City. And so it was like from several bus stops and having to walk at least a mile in between stops to get wherever I was going. And so I didn't really struggle, not until after I became a young mom, I think, and like things slowed down for me, and I lived in the middle of nowhere, and I was kind of isolated from my friends and family, and that's when I first started to struggle with that.
Well, I know you've been very upfront with the amount of weight that you've lost, and I won't. I know it's not polite to ask a woman her weight, but. I will let you share whatever you feel the most comfortable sharing, but I did for you, I did weigh in this morning, and I'll tell you another thing that I did. I put my bathroom scale, which is a heavy duty one. It's almost like a stockyard scale. I put it in my kitchen right next to the fridge. So I'm thinking, that's going to help be a deterrent, but I weighed in at 366 pounds. Now, two years ago, or a year and a half ago, before all the COVID hit, I was going to the doctor on a regular basis every 6 months and would get weighed then. And the last time I was at the doctor, which has been over a year ago, and gotten weighed in the office. I mean, I've been to the doctor, but now it's all video crap because of, the Rona. But I weighed 397 pounds at that time, and I told the doctor that I didn't want to get to 400 pounds. I was embarrassed by being 397. So just with cutting back on eating, not a whole lot of exercise, because I have some other issues going on right now with my back where it's really difficult for me to exercise. And since a year, I've gotten rid of 30-something pounds, obviously. 30, what did I say? 366 and 397. So what is that? 34 pounds. So I'm proud of that. I'm proud. No, 31 pounds. 31 pounds. So I'm very,
31 pounds, but
yeah.
over 30 pounds, that's very impressive.
Yeah. Well, it's taken over a year to do that.
That's
Well, that's the other thing. That's the nice thing. Now, the thing about the diet. Now, let's talk about you for just a second, because I am extremely impressed with what you've done, and I don't know if we discussed. Are you at your ideal weight right now?
I feel like I'm really close.
Okay.
You know, before the corona started, I was working out 6 days a week, and I feel like I gained so much more strength, and having that much more muscle, I feel like I burned that many more calories at rest. And, you know, I'm a single mom of four kids, and so I'm very, very active doing things, but I don't get that good hour in at the gym, which I need to go back to doing. But I can tell you this, is I started at a size 18, and then I went down to a size 6, and I am still a size 6. And so, you know, like, can I gain some more muscle and get some of that back, you know, some tightness? Yes. And so I think, so I'm at 165 right now. And so, you know.
You're not a typical woman telling you. telling you <when. laughs> But.
Well, okay. So at my highest, I was like 248 and I wore size 18. Okay. Wow. And that was in, when was that? That was in 2017, I think, is when that happened. And then I started kind of yo-yo dieting, and I do really good for a little bit. And then I would kind of starve myself and work out for like 3 hours of cardio, like just hit it hard, you know, and then I lost it, and I lost like 50 pounds, like really quick.
Wow.
But then I tell you what, as soon as I started like actually eating when I was hungry again and not working out for 3+ hours a day anymore, like it just crept back on like really quickly. And there were so many other things happening in my life at the same time, you know, just huge stressors where, you know, like, I don't know how you are, but when I'm stressed, like I want something to make me feel better. And sometimes,
oh, absolutely.
Like,
chocolate cake.
Make me feel better, you know? Like,
did you say donuts? That's even better.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I love donuts.
Yeah, I like so, it.
Yeah, definitely. But it's just kind of finding that balance. And, you know, like I have a chronic illness, and we can talk about that later. But with that comes like serious inflammation. And so for me, it was finding something that would help with that inflammation, which would help with the pain, you know, and then with that came like weight loss as a side effect of dealing with that.
Wow. So you did, and now that we're talking a little deeper, you did use the keto diet, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I did. And that helped, but obviously it wasn't the big determining factor. It was the exercise, honestly.
Well, no. So I, and in my trainer, I used to train with a trainer, and she knew that I had trigeminal neuralgia, and we were working on building up strength. But, you know, like I would lose 25 pounds and then whatever would happen, and like I'd like hit my period or something, and then like 10 pounds would like creep back on. And I would say, well, what's wrong? Like I'm still sticking to, you know, with the diet that we talked about or whatever. But I couldn't get beyond that. But I knew that like my actual body type was way smaller than I was, but I just couldn't get to where I needed to be. And I was in the support group for trigeminal neuralgia, which is the chronic illness that I have. And someone talked about, hey, you know, there's different dietary things that you can do that'll cut out inflammation. And the keto diet is something that helps me. And so I thought, oh, well, that's weird. Like eating more fat and lower carbs, like that doesn't sound very good for you. I'm going to have a heart attack or something bad is going to happen, you know? And so totally discounted it. And I thought, well, that's stupid. I'm not going to do that. And then finally I decided, you know, like I'm just going to try it and I'll see what happens. And the year prior I had read that going vegan would cut out inflammation. And so I tried that for 4 months, and for me, it actually made it worse. But I know that other people live that lifestyle and they found success with it. But for me, like I felt like it didn't help, you know? And so I tried cutting out. And I think for me, the main thing was gluten, because I do have nerve damage in my face and it is an inflammatory. And that made a huge difference And then once you go into a state of ketosis, you know, like you lose weight, and that just kind of happened. And so within a 6-month period, I lost a dramatic amount of weight. And then over the course of a year and a half, I lost about 70 pounds. And so I've lost more since then, but I kind of stay, you know.
So you're somewhat happy where you're at. And let me say this, because you're not a short woman either.
I'm 5'10".
Yeah. And that was the other reason I think we kind of hit it off, because, you know, I'm 6'4 and a half. I weren't noted that I'm a half.
Oh, your half is noted.
Yeah.
It is noted. Let it be known. David has an extra half on my 14-year-old.
Your 14-year-old is 6'4"?
He is.
Oh, my God, girl.
I'm a grandchild. Yes.
Wow.
He is.
All right. Well, listen. All right, so here's the deal for me. I've done some actually in trying to. I have some guests. I have some really high powered guests that we're going to be able to interview in the weeks and months to come. My physician, is that right? Physician. Mm-hmm. He's not a doctor. He's like an RA or I'm not quite sure what he is.
Is he a PA? Is he an assistant to a physician? Or
yeah, something like that. He's a physician's assistant. I'm not sure exactly. It's one of those kind of titles.
Okay.
But he's agreed to come on, and I've talked to him about weight. I asked him what he recommended, and this is one thing I have not tried because it sounded, you know, too much like we were talking about trying to lose weight, and you had to watch yourself. And he said Weight Watchers is probably the least of the fad diets out there. It's been around an extremely long time. It's well established, and you know, they don't have a particular program where you have to buy the food or that kind of stuff. And it's an all around based diet, which I think at my age is, and I'm not afraid to say I'm 65, and I think at my age it's important that I get an all around base. Although I would love to live off of bacon.
Which I don't, by the way.
I know it's also a part of the keto diet. So,
Well, it can be, yeah. Yeah, I mean, and we can talk about that later, but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
And there's definitely a spectrum versus dirty keto and, like, you know, more well-rounded, where you eat a lot of vegetables and things, absolutely. Well-rounded is definitely going to set you up for success.
What we will do going forward then is that, I mean, because I already got permission to talk about your father, who is, in my opinion, there's a hell of a success story.
Right.
He was almost 500 pounds, right?
Yes.
And down to he's down to 250 some pounds now, half his body weight.
Yes, he's just under 250, half of his body weight, and his cholesterol has gone down by quite a bit, you know. And so I know, like, advocating but not advocating for keto, but it does not actually raise your cholesterol. It actually does the opposite. So I'm just putting that out there.
Well, that's the kind of stuff, you know, too, that I want to talk about too, because I know nothing about keto. It's one that came along later. I absolutely know nothing about it. So all I know is that there are some of the programs with keto, you can actually have bacon, and that got my attention because, well, I like bacon.
Right? Like, bacon is delicious. Yeah.
But I think too, what it boils down to, and I think you probably are going to agree with me, is that it's all about moderation.
Oh, absolutely! Like, if you just ate bacon for every meal, obviously that would not be good for you.
Right.
Right. Right. Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we're on the right track. I am like so glad that you're going to help and take this journey, and I think that's going to be before I forget, one of my first confirmed, like, we can do right away, and we kind of talked about this too, was which you kind of threw me off guard, and we're going to talk about it openly and honestly about about the hot yoga.
Oh no. Okay, people, if you do hot yoga, like, they need to have loud music.
See, that's so me. That's why this is so funny for me. But
right. Well, every direction you look, like, somebody's butt is bent over, and it's like, you know, eye level with people's butts. And so
Well, for me, you know, when you gotta trying to get in those positions, I'm sure, and the healthier the healthier I eat, the more gassy I get. So,
well, I mean, yeah, those greens will do it sometimes.
Well, I know that we have to do the social distancing, but and I've had Stacy Zesper, and I'm hoping Stacy, if I mispronounce your last name, I'm so sorry, but she has this Soul Den hot yoga place, and she's just a sweetheart, and, you know, she talks about the inner peace, which is another thing we're going to, you know, that's why I like this song starting out. It's about being, thinking positive, having a positive self-image, which I think is the most important thing. And I don't have that, obviously. So I it's one of the things that I feel like I need to work on.
Absolutely.
All right. So I think I'm still kind of up in the air on which program I'm going to try. Now, you've kind of tickled my fancy on the keto when you said there was some other healthy stuff that was not just carbohydrates. Kind of piqued my interest a little bit. In addition to my, before I forget, because my doctor recommended the Weight Watchers, where I was going with this, I also have, my dentist is willing to come on and talk about, mouth health, which is extreme. That's more important than people really realize. Is your hygiene inside your mouth and how important it is. And he's going to come on and talk about that.
Good. Okay.
But and then I have a couple more that we'll kind of save for going forward. But and then anybody that you want to add, I'd love to have your dad on. I mean, we could do him via the phone.
Okay. Yeah, I think you'd get a kick out of talking to him. And he'd be able to give you the exact numbers as far as, you know, where his cholesterol levels were and where he's at now and with his weight loss, and, you know, talk about when he had his heart attack, because that was pretty life-changing and eye-opening and miraculous that he was able to live through that, you know. So I think that'd be really inspirational to hear his story.
Okay. I think you're absolutely right. All right. Well, so we're kind of winding down on the end of this podcast. I want to give you an opportunity to add anything that you'd like to add, or anything that you think we might have missed.
Okay. So just to reiterate, David is 6'4" and a half. And I do not eat bacon for every meal. So that is noted. I think that's very important.
Yeah, I agree.
But like, we're throwing that out to the universe. Okay. So... Yes, just that.
You know what? You're not going to get an argument out of me with that.
Also, girl, wash your face and moisturize. Like, I don't know about you, but I'm 35, and I'm... Like,
you're not 35 years old.
I'm 35. I turned 36 in April, and I lie and I tell people I'm 27, I'm freaking 35. And, anyways, I mean, we don't have to include this in our thing, but I'm just all about the moisturizer nowadays, because I feel like if I don't, I'm just gonna be a prune. So,
well, anyway, we're
drink your water and moisturize.
We're including it. It's all about health. It's all about health. We're gonna include
bacon all over your face after every meal.
No, I got rid of all the bacon in the house, and I'm slowly getting rid of everything.
Really? Yeah, well, yeah. I have like a pound of bacon in my fridge if you want some.
You're too kind. All right. Well, listen, I'm excited to be going on this journey with you. I think we can give people something to hold on to and give them a better self-worth, I guess, is I don't know what else to say. I'm just really, really excited to do this.
Yes, I look forward to it too. And you know, I'm excited to see where it goes, and I'm excited to hear from everybody and hear what works for some people, what doesn't work, and yeah, go from there.
All right, my dear. Well, listen, before I forget it too, I'm gonna bring Megan Trainor up in the background here. I don't know if you can hear or not, but before I forget it, I think we need to decide too as far as the frequency of the podcast. The other one that I have, the General's Wake Up Call, which I'll give a little bit of a plug to, it's a weekly, releases every Monday. And I don't know what how your schedule is going to be. We may have to start out bi-weekly or something until we kind of get established exactly what it is we're going to do.
Okay. Well, Sundays work great for me. If you want to start on a bi-weekly and then go from there, then that also works.
Okay. I'm thinking, yeah, because it, you know, I've got to, I'll have to put some of the guests together. And if you know of anybody too that you would like to add and bring on as a guest, you're more than welcome. You know, you need to do that. We're partners in this deal, right?
Yeah,
Okay.
absolutely.
All right. Well, listen, April, God bless you. I appreciate you taking time out of your Sunday afternoon. And if you'll hold on the line, we'll talk a little bit more. I'm going to close out with Megan here.